Welcome to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, where we discuss simple tips and tricks to help you take your school library to the next level. And now your host, Jocelyn Sam.
Welcome, Elementary Librarian listeners, to the Elementary Librarian Podcast. Today, I'm very excited to have two librarians on the line with me today. I have Valerie Birdfort and Betsy Long, and they are librarians that collaborate, but they are not necessarily in the same location. And they actually reached out to me via Facebook a while back and said, you know, we're doing some really interesting stuff in our libraries, and we would love to talk about it on the podcast. And I thought, yeah, you know, that would be so awesome, because I know that so many of you guys out there are interested in collaborating with other librarians. And so welcome to Valerie and Betsy. I'm very excited to have you guys on today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so first of all, I want you guys to tell us just a little bit about yourselves. You know, you can tell us where you are, how you guys met each other, why you decided to work together, any kind of information that you'd like to share today.
Okay, well, I am Valerie, and I work at New Providence Elementary School in Lexington, South Carolina, and I guess I've known Betsy. I'm actually not sure how long I've known you.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's been a while, probably. I don't know. Yeah. 9 or 10 years, I guess.
This is my second school, so I've been a librarian since 2002, and I remember Betsy coming to my first school with her computer lab teacher, and I guess that's the first time mm-hmm. that we ever really kind of talked and learned about some of the things going on at each other's schools. And I think when we met that very first time, that always kind of stuck with me. And then with social media, I kept up with Betsy and knew, you know, could see what she was doing at her schools. And I know that just one day I decided that I wanted to start getting ideas from Betsy and a few other of our library friends in the area. And so we started kind of going to lunch about, I guess we meet up like once a month or so, and we just kind of share ideas.
Okay, so you guys are sort of in the same general area then?
Sort of. Yeah, Valerie and I actually went to the same high school, but like she said, we didn't really start talking and collaborating, even though we were both librarians, until about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. But we both live in South Carolina, just different parts of South Carolina. I'm at Dobie's Mill Elementary School, which is in Lugoff, so it's about, I don't know, about 40 minutes from Valerie's school. So same state, but not just up the road from each other. We're on opposite sides of the state capital, Columbia.
Right, right. So do you guys have, like, a formal meeting? Is that what you're saying, of librarians?
No, it's not a formal meeting. It's very very laid back. We like to meet at our favorite restaurants and enjoy good food and conversation and just kind of share ideas, bounce ideas off of one another, ask advice, and that sort of thing. So, no, it's not formal at all. It's friends just sharing ideas, and we all happen to be librarians.
Yeah, I love those kind of meetings because you just come out of them feeling so energized and just so many awesome ideas. Mm-hmm. I've had meetings with my people in my district and then just people in the state at different events that I've been to. And it's just so fun just to meet with people who are like you, because we so rarely get to do that in our schools. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is awesome. And so tell us a little bit about why you guys decided to team up.
I guess like how Valerie was saying, through social media, and Valerie has a great blog, by the way, Library Goddess, that she shares her weekly lessons and ideas through different things that we saw that each other were doing through our State Librarians Association newsletter and listserv and stuff like that. I think we both realized that, wow, that sounds pretty neat. I want to know more about that. And so Valerie actually coordinated it. She called up, or she didn't call us. She did the social media thing and sent us all a message and said, hey, let's meet up. So we did it because we realized that instead of recreating the wheel, we could learn from one another and, you know, tweak each other's ideas for our own situations.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that a lot of people out there will be nodding their heads saying, you know, that sounds really great. So let's talk a little bit about some of the collaborative programs that you guys are involved in. And I know that you have several. And, you know, I would really like for you guys to share details with the listeners, tell them, you know, exactly what you do, why you decided to do it, and exactly how it works as far as the collaboration goes. So I'm just going to kind of let you guys take it away, and I'll kind of come in and ask some questions here and there.
Okay. Well, I think one of the first things that we've done that was a true collaboration was a book club through Edmodo. And so we have our state awards program, the South Carolina Book Award nominees, and with our little group of friends that we have lunch with about once a month, we got together and formed this book club with our kids and us. So that was one of the first true collaborations, I think, that we did together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what did you guys do as a part of the book club? Did you read the same book and discuss?
Valerie was kind of the mastermind on that one. She set up the Edmodo groups and kind of got the bones in place for that. And then we split up the various books on the list. There's 20 books on the list, and so there were four of us involved. So we split them 5 books apiece. And we developed questions for each book for our kids. We all read more of the books, of course, but we were responsible for coming up with the questions for 5 apiece. And so then we would pose those questions, and the kids would respond to those, although a lot of times they had their own conversations about the book and sundry things. So we kind of shared that responsibility, and if there were issues with it, we would kind of talk amongst each other and say, hey, did you see this? Who's this kid over here? And, did you see what so-and-so said? So it was kind of a shared thing, but Valerie really did most of the legwork to get it all set up.
Right. And for people who might not be familiar with Edmodo, how exactly does that work?
Well, it's a lot like Facebook in a way, except it's safe and closed for schools. And in my school district, Lexington One, our teachers use it frequently. So I'm used to using it, but really it's just another social network to use, but that's really good for a school setting.
Okay. And did the students latch onto this? They really enjoyed it, I assume?
I think they really did enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, they loved it. They took ownership of it and really enjoyed talking with kids in other places, and then even right here within the school, they would say things online about books that they wouldn't necessarily say to each other, face to face. But yeah, I think they definitely enjoyed it.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds like a definite idea that someone may like to implement. And I like how you guys shared the responsibility of coming up with the different questions for the books. I mean, that's great. So, okay, that was a project that you guys did about an Edmodo book club, and I will have some links to Edmodo and also to Valerie's blog in the show notes for anyone who might be interested in looking at those. And so what else have you guys worked on together?
Right now I know we've got some pen pals happening with our second graders.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just came out of an idea. I met with my second grade team one afternoon, and they had said they wanted to do a pen pal activity, and they had done it in the past where it was with another school in our district, and so chances are some of those kids may have already kind of known each other to begin with, and so they kind of wanted to go further with their pen pals. And so I was like, well, let me ask my friend Betsy if her second grade team would be interested. And so that's kind of how that came about. And really, that's more in the teacher's hands now, but we connected them initially.
Right. And is that actual postal mail that you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. When I was back in, I think, fourth grade, we did pen pals, and I still remember that. You know, I still remember writing to the person and some of the things that they would say, and so I think that's a really powerful experience.
Mm-hmm. And I know they've been integrating technology, too. One of Betsy's teachers made a video for one of my teachers in her class, so I know that my teacher now wants to make a video to share. So they're kind of, like, integrating where it's snail mail and using technology.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, that is definitely something that those students will probably never forget.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to mention it to you yet, Valerie, because it'll happen after Christmas. But one of the teachers came by and said, hey, can we Skype with one of those, with my pen pal class over in Lexington? So, yeah, they're branching out a little in technology. They want to meet face-to-face, too.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so you guys do the pen pals, and that is really cool, and that's an idea that I think really anybody could implement classroom, you know, to another school district, another state even. Technology just makes it possible for us to do so many things now and just talk to so many different people. What else are you guys working on together?
Valerie's school, we had talked about doing an author study with our kindergartners, and threw some different author names out for author studies. I had done a Mo Willems study earlier in the year, and so had she. And so we talked about, well, what other authors are your kindergartners going to be studying? And it turns out they're going to be doing Jan Brett in January, which my kindergarten teachers also do. So we have some plans in the works that we're going to be talking more about over Christmas break about what we can do. We've thought about doing like a reader's theater or charades to act out some of the different Jan Brett books and have the kids on the other end guess what we're doing, or maybe just a play. We still have a lot to hammer out with that one, but that's something we have coming up for our littlest learners.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's all about retelling and all those skills that they so need, and just in a meaningful way. So I really love that.
And then speaking of little learners, something Betsy and I both do that kind of grew out of our collaboration, and while we haven't collaborated exactly within this group, story time with preschoolers. At my school, I serve kindergarten through fifth grade, but I have a preschool story time for little brothers and sisters who aren't yet old enough to come to my school. So I do that once a month, and Betsy does it too. So a lot of times we'll collaborate in terms of just sharing ideas on what to do at that story time. Or, you know, I'll see something that she posts on her Facebook page that she did at her story time that I'll want to do at my story time. So we collaborate in planning that.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a great idea to get those little people involved in reading and storytelling before they even start school. And, you know, the little people are especially dear to my heart. I have a 4-year-old, well, a 5-year-old. He just turned 5, and a 2-year-old. So I know all about those little people.
Yeah, Valerie does hers all year long, too. She even goes to some of the apartment complexes in her area over the summer to offer her story time. So it's a really neat thing that she came up with, and I just kind of borrowed her ideas, and we've gone from there and shared ideas along the way.
And we do that a lot. We just kind of borrow each other's ideas. One idea that Betsy had that I thought was wonderful, and I just recently did it with my fifth graders, was we called it Immigration Station, and it's basically an Ellis Island reenactment, but I had never thought to do that before, and my teachers every year do an Ellis Island study and immigration and learn about the different countries, and so we did that this year, and it was a huge success. Our students loved it, and our teachers loved it, and I just kind of took that from Betsy. So.
And I took it from Lizzie Paget at Forest Lake Elementary years ago. I went and visited her and saw them doing theirs, and I brought it back here and thought, okay, so what can we do here? And the project just grew from there. And again, like I was saying before, we kind of learn from one another and then tweak whatever concept, whatever we liked about the idea to fit our situations and our children. And that varies from year to year, depending on our learners.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's great. And, you know, that's a big part of why I started my website to begin with, is just, you know, sometimes we just feel like we're out there all alone when you're the only librarian in your school. And it's so nice to know that there are other people out there who are willing to help you out and who want to share ideas with you. And, you know, it's really turned into just something really cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Were there any other projects that you guys were working on that you wanted to talk about?
I'm sure, like, there'll be something very soon, I'm sure. But right now, the Jan Brett collaboration is what I guess is coming up the quickest.
Yep. Yeah. We have some planning to do over Christmas.
Yeah, I understand that. It does take a lot of planning. And so with that in mind, what would you say would be the biggest challenge of working collaboratively with someone who's not really in super close proximity to you?
finding the time to get together is probably the biggest challenge. Especially with our group, we've got, five or six of us, I guess. So finding a time, we usually meet on weekends, finding a time that all of us can get together is sometimes a challenge, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely just the time to get together. And then if you start planning something and you have a question about it, like, you know, we are all very quick to get back to each other. We can always ask, you know, on Facebook or via email or whatever, but that face-to-face is what's so helpful and is the easiest way to collaborate, and that is, like, the biggest challenge is finding the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know all about that, trying to schedule podcasts, and you guys were very easy to work with, and I appreciate that, but sometimes I have a really, really hard time scheduling podcasts with people who have some awesome ideas to share, so I can empathize with you there. If you guys could share one piece of advice with the listeners regarding collaboration, what would it be? And, you know, let's hear from both of you guys. We'll start with Valerie.
Just to find like-minded school librarians that you like what they're doing in their schools and you want to learn from them. Like, I think just reaching out, because that's what I did. I mean, all of these ladies were already friends, like personal friends, but I really liked what they were doing in their school libraries, and I wanted to know more about that. And our friendships have grown with our collaborations, but first and foremost, we just kind of started out getting together to talk about work and to talk about what we were doing with our teachers. And so just reaching out and just finding like-minded people that you want to work with and want to hear their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I agree with all of that. And another tip I would say would be to kind of start small. And I don't mean necessarily with a small project, but if you haven't been collaborating much, don't expect to do 6 or 7 collaborations during a year. Just start with one. It could be one big one, but start with one or two and then start, you know, growing from there. And you'll find it's much more manageable. You don't want to get overwhelmed too quickly.
Yeah.
You ask, I guess, too many people to collaborate with.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
Start small in the projects, but then start small too, because like our group is small, and I don't think, you know, if we were trying to collaborate with 20, 30 other people,
mm-hmm.
it would.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great advice from both of you, and I appreciate that. And I think, you know, from my point of view, just in my past experiences, I would say that don't be afraid to share your ideas with other people. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't think that it's the most groundbreaking stuff. In fact, when I started my website, I would even tell my husband, like, I think this stuff is just so elementary. You know, I don't think anybody wants to read this. And, you know, over a year later, I'm going, wow, you know, this website reaches a lot of people, and people are really interested in what I have to say, which is really, you know, kind of foreign to me. So I'm like, yeah, this is really awesome. And so there's something, I would be willing to bet there's something in every library, every librarian, every school librarian out there, there's something that you do in your library that someone else would think is amazing, even if you think it's just every day. So with that in mind, I would love to hear from you guys. There are so many of you out there I know that would be great for this podcast. And every day I'm thinking, oh, you know, I need to find more people for the podcast because I want to get these great ideas out there. So if you know of someone or yourself who would like to be a guest on my podcast, please visit elementarylibrarian.com/podcast guest. Because, like I said, every person listening to this today has a good idea. Would you guys agree with that?
Definitely.
Yeah, I see so many people all the time, and they think, oh, what I'm doing is just boring, or, you know, it's not anything that anybody wants to know about. But I think that is just so untrue. So just keep that in mind as you're plugging along every day. So, all right, well, if you guys could tell everybody, what do you think would be a good way to find people who might be interested in working together?
Well, your state association would be an excellent place, because I think that's probably, I know that's how I know Betsy. We have a statewide listserv, and, you know, just seeing her ideas on there many years ago, I bet was the first time that I saw her name. Just your state association, I think, would be one great way.
And plus, you're more apt to find people who are nearby that way that you can meet face-to-face with. But there are also lots of great ways to reach out if you're, you know, don't mind using technology if you don't, you know, if you want to Skype and communicate online and that sort of thing. Different, following different blogs and through Twitter and Facebook, just following different librarians that you've heard about through School Library Journal or through your different professional readings. That's always a great way too. But yeah, definitely if you want to meet close, face to face, closer is better.
Yeah, for sure. In the state of Kentucky, we also have a listserv, and I actually have a list of state listservs that I put together a while back, and so I will link that on the show notes. If you're not a member of your state's school library listserv, you really need to be. It is such a wealth of information and sharing and collaboration, anything that you need. People are just, I know on the Kentucky one, people are just right there for you. They're willing to jump in and help you. Ours is KYLMS, and it is outstanding. Some of the Kentucky librarians have also put together a Twitter chat that happens, I want to say once a week. I'm not positive about that. But, you know, that's a good way to communicate with other people in your state or in your area. And there are even national Twitter chats. You can find the hashtags. I have a podcast about Twitter, and I will link to it also because we discuss on there different types of chats that take place. And so that's another way you could get in touch with people.
Definitely. I get a lot of ideas from Title Talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Title Talk.
Yeah, I was participating in that this past weekend. They were talking about books with characters who overcome things, and yeah, it's really fascinating. I mean, people think of things that would never even enter your mind. In fact, someone said, well, what about Pete the Cat? And I was like, well, you know, I mean, I never would have thought about that, but yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So it's just fascinating who all you can find and just the wealth of information that's available out there through Twitter, through your state, or even the national listserv. I've just found that they're all just amazing ways to get in touch with people who are interested in the same thing as you are.
I've also been nicely surprised at the authors who are willing to work with my school, with my students, through Skype and through email, just because, like Valerie was saying earlier, just because I reached out and said, hey, my kids love your books. Would you be willing to talk with them, or could we send you some questions? And it's been really nice to the authors who are open to that and welcome that.
Yeah, I did a podcast a while back with an author, and you know, she does Skype visits, and this is really cool because we live in a world where physical distance isn't as much of a problem as it has been in the past, and so it's just really cool, all the different tools out there. Well, guys, I really appreciate your insights today. I know that my listeners out there will definitely take something away from this, and I'm so glad that you guys are able to work together, and it's so much fun to just have somebody to be in it with you. So if people have questions about anything that you guys discussed today, what would be a good way that they could reach you guys?
Well, I have a Facebook page for my library. It's New Providence Elementary School Learning Commons, and I'll be happy to share my email address with you so that you can put it in the school notes or in your podcast notes.
Yes, I will definitely do that.
Yeah, and same for me. I have a school media center page. It's Dobie's Mill Elementary School Media Center on Facebook, and I'll share my email with you as well, so you can include that.
Okay, great. And are you guys on Twitter? Do you have a Twitter handle that you'd like to share?
I can send that to you with my email, yes.
Okay, that sounds good, because I know a lot of people like to follow you on Twitter once they've heard you on the show here, so... Okay. Well, guys, I really appreciate you all's time today. I appreciate you taking the time out to explain to us about how you collaborate together. There's a lot of talk about collaboration in libraries, and I think a lot of times it's focused on people in our buildings, which is also very important, but I think it's also important to look outside the walls of your school and collaborate with other school librarians. So I appreciate you guys bringing that to our attention today.
All right. Thank you.
Again, I'd like to thank Valerie Bird Fort and Betsy Long for taking your time to be on the podcast today. I know that my listeners will really appreciate your insights on collaborating with other librarians. Just to let you guys know about some things that are coming up, I am currently working on a set of January through May 6th grade lesson plans. This is the first time that I have offered 6th grade lesson plans, and so I'm working hard on that for you, trying to get that done in the next couple of weeks, so that you'll have that ready when you go back to school after the Christmas break. And on that note, I would love it if you guys would give me any kind of feedback on the lesson plans, things that you would like to see in the lesson plans, you know, any kind of feedback that you have. I'd love to hear it, because this website is for you and everything that I do is for you guys. And so I want it to be the most meaningful experience using my materials as it can possibly be. So please feel free to share your opinions, and I would love to hear them. If you go to elementarylibrarian.com/suggestions, that is suggestions with a S, I will be happy to read those and do the best that I can to accommodate you guys. You know, keep in mind that I do have a lot of different listeners, a lot of diverse school populations, and so I try to make all of my materials sort of the middle of the road, and of course, I'll align to standards. So just keep that in mind as you're thinking about that. But again, I would love to hear from you. Again, I am taking suggestions for podcast guests. I have some really outstanding librarians coming up that I'm going to be interviewing later in the month, but this upcoming school break would be an excellent time to schedule a podcast. So I would love to hear from you, would love to hear about what you're doing in your school library and to talk to you about it on the podcast. So keep that in mind, and if you don't want to nominate yourself, feel free to nominate an outstanding colleague. And that is all that I have for you today. I hope that you guys are enjoying these last few days before Christmas break. I know that everyone is tired and ready to have a little bit of downtime. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of the month. Happy shopping. And I hope that you have a great day.
For listening to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, brought to you by elementarylibrarian.com.